brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Side of this break, we're going to be joined by Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network and his Homeland Security source, federal law enforcement level, said that they've been told something big in late October, early November, probably a false flag. And they said early on it looked like they were trying to start a race war. We know the White House has been caught doing that. That failed, though, with the whole Trayvon Martin thing because the truth came out. Said they used that poor young man's death to try to get it going. But the article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the featured news area, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama false flag coming. I believe this can be stopped. And, you know, I've listened to Hagman for years when he's on syndicated radio shows and TV. I've followed him. What his source is giving him fits the MO I have. And I think Hagman's a good guy. I am not saying that there is going to be a big false flag. But you better know, you better understand that if we don't talk about it and if we don't expose it, the likelihood of it is amplified. I mean, we had that guest on who it turned out was a famous TV presenter, producer. We knew who he was. But it came out in the news that he had infiltrated and gotten a security job at the Olympics, and they were teaching him that there would be a terror attack. And I said at the time, that doesn't mean there's going to be one. They do that to gauge people and hype up fear. But there could have been an event if we hadn't exposed it. I mean, the British government, with an MI6 asset, a SWAT, did stage 7-7. That even came out on Associated Press, Fox News. Former Justice Department official Loftus, John Loftus, went public with that. And that came out in the London Telegraph. But this is always months after something it comes out. So government's got the underwear bomber on the plane, the shoe bomber on the plane. That all came out on C-SPAN and congressional testimony. All of this is very, very real, and all of this is a real threat. And you've got all these White House advisors. I just played you clips of them talking about it, even on Hardball. A mass shooting will help us connect. A huge terror attack will help the president connect. Hey, Oklahoma City got Bill Clinton reelected. We need another one. Don't worry, fundraisers. You know, if it looks like Obama's down, there's going to be an event. We're going to blame it on our enemies. I mean, this is so transparent. We would be insane. I'm going to recap this when we come back. It's so important. We would be insane to not be looking at this. So I'm going to send that 15-minute video out because it's already out there. You're about to hear more, an in-depth interview with Doug Hagman. But I'm going to send that interview out at Real Alex Jones there on Twitter. Real Alex Jones, again, is twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. You can also go to Infowars.com and click on the social media link and find our links to our official Facebook, our Twitter, all of it there at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if you're not following us there on Twitter, during this break, I am going to send the link out via my little government tracking device here to everyone because it is so incredibly important. In fact, people show a document cam shot right here. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I am going to go to the link. Is it already rolled off the front page? I want to make sure that's put back on the front page, that interview that we did last night. It's already scrolled off into the breaking news link. You want to go to the breaking news link or the top stories link. It'll also take you there. Find that link for everybody. In fact, you go to Top Stories is probably the best place to find that, and that's where all the featured news that scrolls off goes. But we're going to get that out to everybody. Now, there it is, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama false flag coming. I'm going to take that video and text. I'm going to send it out on my Twitter right now, Real Alex Jones there. You can sign up by going to the icon for Twitter right there and visiting that. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of resistance to tyranny. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Also blasting out on XM 166 and over 115 AM and FM stations. I am Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, the capital city of Texas, Austin. Now, if you just joined us, earlier I was breaking down and playing clips of Michael Savage, the talk show host, saying he believes Obama will stage a terror attack before the election to stay in power. We played a clip of Glenn Beck that didn't get any national news when he did it, saying Obama will stage terror attacks to get reelected, or his handlers will. That didn't get attention because they don't want to attack him on that. Kind of like they attacked Dave Mustaine at first for saying, hey, they staged Fast and Furious. They could be staging these. When he didn't apologize, they dropped it. Because they don't want to go there. You have four different White House advisors sending out letters to fundraisers, but also letters to sponsors, and in the Financial Times of London saying, if we have a terror attack, it can be blamed on our enemies. Now, they don't say they're going to do it. They say, without an Oklahoma City, without a 9/11, Robert Shapiro, I read the quotes last hour, he just joined us, said, we need a terror attack or Obama won't get reelected. If you don't believe me, just type it into a search engine. If you just joined us, I know there's listeners joining us every minute. Just type in. In fact, let's do it on Google in front of everybody. There's my Twitter on screen if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama gives stage terror green light. Now, that doesn't mean we can't put the light back on red, but that's what Mr. Hagman's sources are saying. That's what my sources are saying. That's why we're about to get into all of this. So this information is in everyone's face. And all you got to do is type into the NSA search engine, Google, Obama advisors say false flag will get Obama reelected. And you will get not just Infowars.com, you'll get Financial Times of London. You'll get Hardball. I mean, I just put the clip of them on Hardball saying a shooting will help the president reconnect. That was a year ago. They constantly say it. There's so many instances of it. They say this like we're idiots. They say this like we're morons. And then the media, every once in a while, will attack those of us that point out they're saying it. It's like, hey, here's the elephant sitting on us in the living room. These guys have a pension. They got caught in Fast and Furious staging a false flag. You know, take Larry Pratt. He was on my show right after those shootings happened. He said, Alex, I used to think you were wrong, but they got caught in a false flag of Fast and Furious, so we've got to look at these being staged. And witnesses say multiple shooters in both events. Of course, they're staging it. I mean, they'll stage other events. They've got the motive, the timing, the UN treaty. They're doing it. I'm not up here risking my life for nothing. I want freedom in my time, not just for my children. I was offered 12 years ago and 10 years ago and 8 years ago, big national shows, if I would just cool all this. I could have been the big neocon queen like Glenn Beck. And I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. The point is that, you know, Darth Vader was good as well. I mean, and I think he actually has woke up some. That's why they're trying to push him off the air. The issue here is that there's good still in most of us, and we need to decide which angels we're going to follow, our lesser angels or the angels of God. We've got to decide if we're for good or for evil. There's two different things in this world. There's good and there's bad. And which side do you choose? Well, I choose good. Judge Smells would say good, very good, because, got to throw Caddyshack in there. Because, I mean, you're only alive once, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't get up here and say all of this because it's fun. I don't get up here when I get death threats and physically attacked and IRS harassment and all the rest of it because I just want to have fun and scare the daylights out of people. I have to say, so many guests years ago that I thought were too extreme, they've turned out to be right in many cases, which I don't like. I'm not happy we're being proven right. Should I play Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, saying they're going to stage false flags? It's not just me saying it. Or more importantly, should I read the Financial Times of London again to you? Should I play clips of Hardball saying it? My question is, why do they think we're so dumb that they say Oklahoma City got Bill Clinton reelected? Barring that, President Obama will not be reelected. Don't worry, there'll be an event, and we'll blame it on the returning veterans, gun owners, and libertarians and conservatives, but not the mainline conservatives. They're just actually globalist operatives. That's how they control the country, is by controlling the opposition. I mean, when they're doing this, when they're saying this, we have a real issue. Now, Steve Quayle, who co-hosts shows with Doug Hagman, is going to be on with us in the next hour. We'll have Doug run over a little bit because I know Steve may have some questions for him. But Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com is coming on. Doug Hagman is coming on right now. He's the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving many Fortune 500 clients, 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector. He's logged 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career and is the author of Tactical Surveillance, a bestseller. He is a member of the International Counterterrorism Office Association and possesses many law enforcement-related training certificates and certifications. He has been used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the Pennsylvania and New York State police agencies. Hagman has performed 8,000 civil and criminal investigations. He's also a frequent expert witness throughout the United States. He's also certified in the forensic discipline of bloodstain pattern analysis. I'm not going to read all of his bio. It goes on and on, but he's been on Fox News, everything, Associated Press, Reuters, Coast to Coast AM, and this show. And he joins us right now on the broadcast to break down his source. And here's the headline if you want to see his, because this is already out. It's already in a video form from last night's InfoWars Nightly News. You can get it. I just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones at Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We're also getting a bunch of calls asking how to sign up for the free newsletter that we send you free copies of the new newspaper in. It's InfoWars.com/newsletter. The network is being inundated with calls. InfoWars.com/newsletter. I'm sorry we can't give you free hard copies. We sell them at cost. They sold out in 36 hours, 36,000 copies. We kept back 4,000. But we printed 90,000, but 50,000 on the streets of Austin. The point is that you can get it free at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We're going to this format of our news that's emailed because our expert people we've talked to at the highest levels in government, out of government, say they'll never be able to really stop an email. If we have your address, it'll be very hard down the road if they clamp down on stuff. If any internet's left up, we'll still be able to get you emails. So if you want to stay in contact, InfoWars.com/newsletter. And we'll always be able to get you InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com one way or another. Okay, Doug Hagman joins us, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama faces the prospect of not being reelected. So the word is they've green-lighted the stage terror. They're going hot. Now, that doesn't mean we can't stop it because you've heard the police officers of the show. You've heard our sources. They've been told it's coming in late October, early November. That does not mean it's going to happen. They could be doing this as a psyop, or they could be doing it as a poison pill with the NSA to see who spreads it in agencies. They admit they do that. Or they could be testing to see if we get upset and warn people, or we could back them off. But I believe Doug Hagman's source. I know he has these sources. Doug, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but recap what your source told you right now, and specifically where you see this going and the time frame he gave you. Doug Hagman, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me. The time frame, let's address that first, within the next 60 days, any time within the next 60 days, two different scenarios. One, if something would happen, whether it's economical, whether it's as a result of, we'll say, the Middle East becoming explosive all of a sudden, or some other event out of the direct control of this group of people within this regime, the Obama regime, then, of course, they will roll with that and attempt to exploit that. After all, that's the best way to do it. Let something happen. Let's exploit the situation. That way we don't have our hands dirty necessarily. The other alternative, and this is what my source inside with access to high levels at DHS said, is this. Sometime between now and the election, with emphasis on the week 10 days before the election, optimum time, they would stage a false flag type of operation. Now this is only known to a very compartmentalized, very small group of people. The go signal that we're talking about is coming from, of all people, Valerie Jarrett. There's also, I've heard other people including, now again, this is allegedly from Valerie Jarrett and allegedly from people such as Leo Gerard, head of labor union. They're all working together to advance this operation. Well, what is this operation? It's according to my source, it could be one of perhaps three areas. One could be an operation, something that will elicit sympathy and empathy for the president himself, and will depict the white guys with guns, with Bibles, conservative, pro-life, pro-constitution, as the aggressors. That's what we're looking at as perhaps the most likely scenario.
And I'll tell you what's shocking about this. We're going to break. Come back. We'll get into full detail with our guest and what his source is saying the intel is, allegedly. And again, we're reporting this because we've seen from behind the scenes saying the white Al-Qaeda, you know, the evil white guys are going to attack, and they're the new enemy, to now the full rollout in TV, in fiction, in nonfiction, in news. They're setting it up. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
This is bold of Doug Hagman and his federal law enforcement source. It's bolded come out with this because they'll be able to probably track it back. It's bold to name names because, I mean, I know who Valerie Jarrett is. I don't know this other person. And this is what his source is saying. He heard from sources. So getting past the names, the point is we see a massive PR buildup demonizing libertarians, constitutionalists, saying we're terrorists, FEMA training videos everywhere about it, all these top White House people saying, boy, it'd sure be great to have a terror attack and blame it on our enemies. And they have a history of it with Oklahoma City, the deputy attorney general intimately involved in the cover-up, bare minimum of that. That came out in court, running fast and furious to blame the Second Amendment. So they're prime suspects. That's why I'm going with this, and we need to be able to turn this around. Why do you, I mean, going over your source, did they say, because the quote is going hot, it's going hot, which in military terms, for those that don't know, means into a hot war. I mean, it's about to, all hell's about to break loose, to basically break it down. I mean, give us the data dump. Did your source say there's any way to stop it? How does it tie in with the sex scandal? I know that's happening.
Yeah, and if I may, just briefly, Alex, not that you need my endorsement in any way, shape, or form, but let me just say this so people understand where I'm coming from. I've got a lot of 27 years in the investigative business, I've got a lot of law enforcement contacts. I used to hear what you were telling, what you were saying on the radio, and for instance about Oklahoma City and other issues, and I would think, you know what, there's no way, there's absolutely no way that Alex Jones can be correct on this. And I want to apologize to the people I've talked to and perhaps influenced into that way of thinking because, you know, when you take the blinders off and you start looking at this as a normal investigation, oh yeah, now we're finding everything that you've been saying, everything that Steve Quayle's been saying. I used to fight him hard, tooth and nail. I was a bad student, you know, with him. But I got to tell you something, for those listening out there who doubt in any way, shape, or form what you're saying and what you've been saying, don't doubt it because look, we've done the investigation. You've done the investigation. And I got to tell you something, it's not, I mean, it's everything you say it is, and it's everything that we're saying it is. Now, to answer your question, the source that I've got said, look, I cannot right now, for a lot of reasons, because he is a valuable informational and operational asset for the resistance, if you will, I cannot do anything overtly, come out to go to the press and say, here's what's happening. Because there's no documentation that's available. The way these people are setting this up, when I say these people, I'm referring to the communications between the White House and the Department of Homeland Security. They're not stupid. There's nothing on paper. There's nothing. They're not leaving a trail. They're not leaving any documentation. This is not 1972, 73 Watergate.
How did your source discover this? Did he say that?
Yeah, initially by accident, and being in the right place at the right time, and he overhearing something, and then befriending a certain individual within the major part of the Homeland, or within the upper echelon of Homeland Security, within that leadership realm, and because of that, because he was able to infiltrate, if I guess that's the best word. Then he found himself involved of late looking at the sex scandal that you talked about, and how that plays into this whole thing. The sexual perversion surrounding, Jenna Napolitano and the fact that people, because they are involved in this.
And as you know, the feds are now trying to block the suit being public and block new documents in discovery, which
right.
Shows they're guilty of sin.
That, exactly.
Can you tell us what your source said the sexual stuff is?
Well, you know, it's there's different levels, but one of where it affects my source and one of the issues.
Yeah, don't name names, but just one type of stuff.
Right. You're talking about promotions based on sexual performance. You're talking about promotions based on and access. This is
well, that's admitted. I mean, they call them in and say perform.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm not exactly certain, you know, what is open source and what's not.
I will stay there. Let's come back and talk about it on the other side and then get into this false flag. what type of false flag it could be, what we should look for. But we know they tried to provocateur race riots with the Trayvon Martin thing. I mean, they had the Justice Department in there. That came out. So they're going to try to pull something, folks. We're trying to stop it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. I am Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're streaming video right now. Now, I want to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Don't ever forget that this broadcast is listener-supported. We're not like George Soros and MSNBC that get banker bailout money, or MSNBC that gets $500 million in job stimulus money to give Rachel Maddow a raise so she can say that your family's bad and your guns are bad and freedom's bad and tyranny's good. We're supported by you. And I've done it. I've hired the six new reporters. Four of them are here now. Two more are coming in the next few weeks. Linda West others, Mr. Knight. And we are busting our hind ends to expand the amount of documentaries, the amount of reports, the amount of research, the nightly news, the newspaper. I've hired the seven people for that. I mean, we are off to the races here, putting the capital you give us in. But to take the risk of expanding, we need more and more coal to come in so we can put it. Most people don't want coal under their stocking. We want coal because we're putting it in the furnace to drive the locomotive. We're going to run over the New World Order in the info war. And we are going 110% right at them. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Both URLs take you to the same place. And you can find ProPure water filters, the best gravity-fed filters, at 10% below anybody else's price. You cannot find a lower price. We already had the lowest price. We're the number one seller. I just saved 10% off with the promo code WATER at checkout. You can also call 888-253-3139. If you want to order ProPure or Life Straw or any of the other products we carry, everything I personally have researched and I use myself, again, that's 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or link through at the little shopping link at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, that said, we also carry all the best books, videos, materials. I don't like Obama. I'm not knocking 2016, but I sent reporters last night to cover it, David Ortiz and Rob Jacobson, and they said basically it's that Obama is going to overthrow us with the Muslims. Maybe that, I should not think that was a joke. Maybe they're running Al-Qaeda. Maybe, I guess an Al-Qaeda attacks us. They use that to take our rights away. But the point is, it's just kind of neocon fare. We're seeing explosive sales of the Obama deception right now because of the interest of just that film alone. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got Nullification about 10th Amendment states' rights as a solution to tyranny. Behold the Pale Horse, the new film of Charlie Daniels. We've got Why in the World Are They Spraying with Chemtrails, Dreams of My Real Father about Obama, The Greater Good Exposing Deadly Vaccines, Farmageddon, the attacks on farms, the Toronto hearings on 9/11, Indoctrination about the brainwashing in schools, A Noble Lie about the staged terror of Oklahoma City, Scientist Under Attack on GMO, the American Dream film. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And with that, I am done. Again, get the new free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just sign up. We'll send you the free magazine, e-version, the daily updates, everything right there on the site. Now, I'm going to try to shut up now ahead of Steve Quayle coming on because I brought up some of my questions. But we're not just in a vacuum saying Obama's going to stage stuff. And I want to get back into what your source said, every little piece of data, without you and I going back and forth with provisos here with our guest, who I believe, has this source. You've put out a lot of good info in the past. This is what my sources are saying, but more vague. Just we're told get ready for all, you know what, to break loose in late October, early November. Again, and if we're successful in backing off, they'll say, you said this was going to happen. I'm not saying that was going to happen. I'm saying this is what our sources are saying. And our source on the Olympics was confirmed to be a famous TV producer who did infiltrate. And they later admitted it was a security disaster, and they were told something was going to happen. But they do this quite often. My issue is, did we back it off, or was it a psyop? I don't know. But they're gearing up a billion, $1,400,000,000 bullets, armored checkpoints, tanks driving around everywhere, giant black armored vehicles everywhere, surveillance going in, all sorts of federalization, police being given federal ID cards. They're saying they're getting ready for financial collapse in the Washington Post and Fox News. I mean, all this is there. And so I'm saying we better be concerned because the stars are aligning with the Iran situation. Israel saying they may attack in October or November. We've got the election. So they love October surprises. We've got all these things lining up. And my gut is saying danger, Will Robinson. You know, Robbie the Robot, whenever something's approaching, there is something approaching from the southwest. I mean, I'm saying this is the season of it. And I see the preparation, the hyping, the pushing, the conservatives, the libertarians, the talk show hosts like Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Glenn Beck, and they're going to cause violence. They're planning an overthrow. And then you've got a group that's been caught doing false flags. Let's not forget they did Fast and Furious. We would be insane with sources like the one our guest has to not be concerned. So I want you to continue here, Doug Hagmann. I want to give out your website as well, HomelandSecurityUS.com, where you break down what's really happening with Homeland Security, HomelandSecurityUS.com. You've got the floor for the next 20 minutes ahead of Steve Quayle joining us. Why do you think they're so bold and talking about how false flags will help them in front of us on TV like we don't hear them? What is that? Or is that just pure criminal hubris? And then you've got the floor. Tell me everything your source said.
Well, okay, starting from what you just said, Alex, the boldness, that bothered me a lot because when I deal with the criminal element, they're very covert, they're quiet, the conspiracies are underneath under the cloak of darkness. Why are we hearing about this so openly? And I think one of the reasons is that people don't get it, or there's this normalcy bias. There's this tendency for people not to believe it. And I asked my sources too. I said, number one, why now? Why can't you, for example, go public? And he came back and said, well, what do you think I'm doing? I am going public. I am telling you. I'm trying to get the word out. You know, it's not like I can go down to the New York Times and they're going to print this. We have to use people like yourself. And, of course, I've known this person for a long time. But that said, I do believe that it's out in the open because it's almost as if no one really cares. I mean, no one, or they don't believe it. Or even if it does happen, they won't believe the origin of it. Now, what is it? What are we talking about, for example? And I asked my source, okay, what should we be looking for? And he said, frankly, I'm not sure. Because the talk among the high-level people that he has access to has been pretty vague, purposely vague. Now, as I understand it, as he understands it, there are a couple of different potential possibilities. When he said, all right, it's going hot, and those were his words, and he was very adamant about this. He said there has been approval from the White House sources, from the White House people, to go ahead with a plan, whether it's Plan A, it could be a racially triggered event, Plan B, an economic triggered event, or Plan C, staging, for example, riots in different cities. They've got the personnel to do this, too. That was the other thing. And Alex, I'm giving you information that I withheld from any written article because I knew I was going to be doing some interviews. But look, when they've got the people to engage in provocative type of activities, to storm a county courthouse, to storm a federal building in opposition or because of some protest or whatever, or even to storm facilities in Washington. Remember that shooting at the White House here not too long ago. My source said for one person in particular, Ms. Jarrett, was very upset that was not played up better in the media because here it is, most likely a white gun owner shooting at the house of a black president. Obama wasn't even in the White House. Again, they're trying to make this a racial issue. And the trigger event, the actual event that's being talked about, it's rather vague, but, look, it's going to be something that's going the intent here, according to my source, and I took copious notes when I spoke to him on a couple of different occasions. The intent is to really galvanize that chasm, that difference between the races or the classes, whatever it might be. To make sure that there is white versus black, or white versus, you know, whoever, okay, where the gun-owning Christian pro-constitutionalist, they are going to, everything that you pointed out in the Mayak report, the returning veterans, that threat, there's going to be that common threat of that threat involved in whatever stage of event there is. And again, this does fit and comport with, as you stated in the past, the New World Order agenda. And I asked my source this as well. I said, is Obama behind this? I mean, is this just Obama? And, you know, he said, I don't think so. He said, I don't think so, because, again, the information that he's got access to does suggest some level of higher involvement. And again, I'm thinking, you know, well, how much higher do you go than Obama if we're talking specifically about Obama? And of course, there's the New World Order factor, and something I never thought existed, but it certainly does. And you've proven that time and time again. So that's what we're looking at, Alex. And I'm not sure I could be any more specific as to what what the event is going to be.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can imagine they're all wondering, are we still going to be here? And they say, yeah, don't worry. There's going to be a crisis very soon, and we're going ahead with it. And that's basically what your source said, because they're on Chris Matthews not once but twice saying we need a big catalyzing event to reconnect. Another show a year ago, we need a mass shooting to reconnect, and it's a White House official saying this on the show. We see the fundraising memos, the Tides Foundation letters saying there's going to be an event and it's going to be blamed on, talk radio. We see them. We see Bill Clinton telling USA Today, oh, my reelection to Oklahoma City had brought us together. I mean, we know that Robert Shapiro, in fact, guys, type this in. Robert Shapiro says only terror attack will save Obama. Show the Financial Times of London on screen. I don't want to just be saying this. I know we've shown it hundreds of times, but we haven't shown it today. I want to show people where he says, barring, this is a quote, a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, the president is not going to get reelected. I mean, why are they saying this publicly? I mean, it's like they're saying, we need it, we need it, we need it, as if we're dumb and don't see this.
Yeah, and this is one thing, too. I've talked at length with the author Marinka Peshman, author of The Whistleblower. And in fact, she's going to be on our program tonight. But I've talked with her, and she said people have to understand the Clintons, number one, have never left power, have never left the Washington power structure. And number two, the Clintons are interwoven within the Obama power structure. They're advising Obama, and how well that they use the Oklahoma City tragedy, the bombing there, how well that they massaged put the blame on talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts, the conservative hatred of conservatives, or not even conservatives, but the hatred of those who would dare expose their tactics. This is where the Obama administration is getting their information from, and I've got to tell you, it's big. I mean, the influence is huge, but when you come down to the logistics of such an operation here, you know, we were striving together to try to figure out if we don't have we've got pages of their playbook. We've got their operational playbook, but the plays themselves, we only have bits and pieces of the plays. We know, for example, again, you know, it's going to be either racial or economic. It's in terms of a trigger event. And I'm trying to be as precise as possible, but, you know, not just operating off of the information that we have. So, I mean, it's something that, again, my source says, look, there is something here. We've heard the discussions. He's heard the discussions. He's heard the meeting where they said, okay, it's a go. It's going to go hot. But beyond that, is in terms of when exact, I wish I could say, you know, it would be October 10th or 12th, or I wish I could say it would be, an attempted whatever. I can't. I don't have that information, nor does he. Now, on the other hand, I will say this. He is working to mitigate, and you pointed this out, and I think this is important for people really to understand. And Steve Quayle, by the way, who's coming on, his sources are saying the very same thing. Your sources are saying, my sources are saying, of course, my DHS source is saying, look, we are working. There are some people here are working to stop this, to throw a monkey wrench into this, into the workings. I know that we don't have a whole lot of information, but we do know the operational guidelines and operational tactics of DHS. That said, we know what we can possibly do when the time comes. We'll know it when we see it, and we're going to try to act accordingly to mitigate whatever it might be. So there is hope. And as you said, if nothing happens, well, people can say, boy, it was Doug Hagman. He's a looney tune. Well, okay, you know, consider over the last 8 years, or even the last.
No, I hear you. We got to go to break. But if it does happen, then they'll try to spin it as well. But at least you did what you needed to. The Financial Times of London article was Obama Faces Growing Credibility Crisis. And in it, Robert Shapiro, White House advisor, is quoted as saying the stuff about a new Oklahoma City 9/11. And there's also videos on the news breaking it down. Just type that in, and you will get it. And Paul Watson also wrote an article about it with the quotes in that.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is one example of more than nine. I was counting them up during the break, but I could just find her in the break. Nine TV shows, letters, public statements. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. Robert Shapiro quoted Financial Times of London. Here's the quote. This is one of nine times. Every time I search this, I find new ones I didn't know about. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama. Yeah, he's an advisor. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a 9/11 event or in Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he can do that. Now, they go further, other advisors, saying they're going to blame it on us. And we played those clips in the last hour. And we're talking right now to the head of the Northeast Intelligence Network, Doug Hagmann. He's on with us right now. Doug, you got cut off because these are hard breaks when they're, the satellites fire at a certain time. Last time I had Salente on, people made a fake controversy that he was starting to get into a subject. And I go, oh, got to go to break. I mean, they're hard-coded at, we come in at 8 after, go out at 20 after, go out at 30 after, come in at 33, go out at 50, 1, come back at 50. So here we are, we got about 6 minutes right now, 5 minutes right now, and we're going to break at the end of the hour. That's a conspiracy, too. No, this is the real conspiracy, what's happening. You were trying to talk about how, hey, if it doesn't happen, they can say, oh, Doug Hagmann's wrong. You didn't get to finish, so restate what you were trying to say, that thought.
Well, just to expand upon what you said earlier, and I think this is so important, I think really people have to understand this, is that, the more sunshine, the more disinfectant we can pour on this, these plans, and whatever we can shine, whatever light we can shine on these plans, it helps to mitigate, to offset and to upset their plans.
There's a reason Homeland Security in a four-year document is spying on Infowars.com and this show, and they're worried about our reports about false flags. Isn't that interesting that they're really looking at that?
When I saw that, Alex, I looked at that and I thought, wow, really what's behind this? What would be their motivation? And again, now you were named specifically, I believe when we talked before, you were named as a subject of InfoWars, Prison Planet, Alex Jones. Your entire enterprise was named as a surveillance subject, a subject of surveillance.
Yeah, and it said basically that I'm kind of a terrorist and I'm an extremist and I'm dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wondered why. I mean, I was thinking, well, wait a minute. Exactly why? What are we talking about here? And Alex, I think that you're right on the money with this. I do believe that you're getting very close when you talk about false flags and the government involvement in this, because people like me, just a few years ago, man, I thought it was nuts. I didn't believe this. But now, again, you're convincing a lot of people.
Well, it's not just me, though. It's the facts coming out. How bad does it hurt the globalists that they're getting caught in things like Fast and Furious?
Oh, look, it's a game changer. But you also see, too, with Fast and Furious, you've got a U.S. attorney that won't pursue the criminal contempt and civil contempt charges against Holder. What do you do? And see, this is another thing that my source did tell me. They've got the perfect arrangement right now. They've got the guy in the Justice Department, Eric Holder, on their side, a red diaper baby, right along with Obama and Jared and all these people. So this is the perfect time to go through and to implement.
Well, yeah, that's the word from people I know that are really well-connected who know Romney's bad news. They say, look, at least it rearranges the chairs. Obama's got his criminal syndicate in there. If he gets back in, he's never leaving because he won't be facing re-election. It takes these presidents time to get their power structure in. We need to reshuffle the deck just to get the whole system confused.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.